In the August 5th announcement of plans to terminate 22 vaccine development contracts, U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said his agency's review concluded the use of mRNA, quote, poses more risk than benefits, and he wants to instead focus on safer, broader vaccine strategies.
mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective.
Kennedy argued because of that, the method encourages mutations and prolongs pandemics, pointing to the antigenic shift seen in adaptable viruses. Scientists and infectious disease experts, however, say the mRNA approach allows for vaccines to be similarly adaptable and raises the floor of how protected one can be against longstanding illnesses like COVID-19 or influenza. One of those experts is Dr. David Wohl, who leads the Infectious Diseases Clinical Trials Unit at UNC and who coordinated UNC Health's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I don't see people coming into the hospital with vaccine injury. I see people coming into the hospital with COVID-19.
Wohl maintains using mRNA development allows researchers to remain nimble and flexible to emerging viruses or mutations, while calling the method revolutionary compared to the older practice of incubating virus proteins in cells before an injection. mRNA is something already in the human body and encourages cells to make certain proteins. In the case of vaccines, Wohl described, using mRNA of a virus allows for that germ's proteins to be mimicked and increases the body's ability to recognize and fight that virus without ever being directly exposed.
So I think of it more like a Snapchat kind of message. It comes and it goes, disappears. But for a period of time, your body is making a little part of the COVID-19 virus. Your body sees it, and that way you're primed to respond if you ever get the real virus inside your body.
Wohl alluded to how Kennedy's comments are the latest in a string of sentiments shared by the health secretary that fuel vaccine hesitation, if not vaccine skepticism. He said the use of mRNA approaches is what spurred the rapid creation of the COVID-19 vaccines, and while the technology is newer, it has proven to be safe and has not given someone the virus it's coded to attack.
Secretary Kennedy didn't produce a video that said, here's the data, here's what I'm worried about, here's the trends. We didn't see that. What we saw was a feeling. And I think this is really kind of a social media-based feeling that is generating this anxiety and this push against mRNA technology. I mean, I just think that this is part of a bigger picture without there being really clear rational basis.
With the Federal Health Department defunding mRNA contracts and deprioritizing the research method, Wohl said he is concerned about losing the choice for vaccine development and signaling a shift away from vaccines writ large as a public health strategy. He said Kennedy's administration has made moves to limit insurance coverage for mRNA vaccines for children or pregnant women, which would create more barriers getting the shots and risk more adverse outcomes. It also increases the risk of not being prepared for the next infectious disease discovered or ones that mutate to affect humans. Wohl said humanity has, quote, been very fortunate that COVID-19's variants are similar to the original pathogen, meaning the booster shots and vaccines are still largely effective. He also pointed to the infectious bird flu, which has been limited to individual cases of humans catching it from animals. But if it mutates and mRNA research is not easily available to find a vaccine, Wohl said the scientific community and world could face severe challenges until one is developed.
If that virus picks up attributes that allow it to spread from person to person, then we're in trouble. And we need to have vaccines that can be scaled up readily. So again, it's taking a technology and disregarding it without really valid reasons. And we should really be careful about doing that. This is a valuable, revolutionary technique. And anything that's new could be scary, but that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. So we have to learn about it, understand it, and I think as people understand what it is and what it isn't, they come to accept it.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.